Which new driver is best for your game? Who makes the best golf gear? Where should you take your next golf vacation? Which local course should you get to know better? This is the Business of Golf, every week on Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
8:31 here, Golf in the Northwest, Center and Saint following us. And then tonight, 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock tip, game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA playoffs. And we'll see if the Pacers can close out the Knicks or if it'll be Game 7 on Monday back at MSG. Ducks baseball, they had a controversial loss in their opener, the Eugene Regional. So they are in the loser's bracket this morning taking on Cal Poly. That'll be a noon first pitch. It'll be over on 910 beginning at 11:45. But it is time for the Business of Golf, which means we are having back on Hunter Westcott, PGA Associate Director of Player Development, now over at Pumpkin Ridge. We talked to him last year on the show and heard all about kind of his journey growing up here at Westview, playing some great high school golf and going all the way to Dominican College back in New York and delivered them to heights that they had not yet been with that golf program. But now is over at Pumpkin Ridge, and I know you had a blast with the Northwest Golf guys, Hunter, but, you know, obviously working in their simulation setup that they had, but how is it to go from that all the way over to Pumpkin Ridge, which has hosted championships at all different levels?
Oh, man. Well, thank you for having me on again, man. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, I mean, this whole year has been kind of crazy from the get go. You know, Golf Guys has taken care of me for the last 3 years, and it was a great transition over to Pumpkin. You know, they were very supportive of everything, but man, the atmosphere to be around a course that's, you know, got an incredible history with, you know, Tiger being probably the big one out there. But just being around both Ghost and Witch out there, and all of the staff, you know, John Kwasa really keeping us humble.
Yep.
No, it's been fantastic. Transition's been amazing.
Well, and how is it now coming in to both, you know, one of the unique facilities that both handles public play as well as has a private membership and its own course over there? What's been the biggest adjustment trying to develop programs for both sides of the house?
Oh, no, yeah. So for me, with clinics and getting ready to kind of open up more as the year goes on here, you know, being able to target our members and make sure that the members know that there's clinics available to them, being able to help them develop their games and get better. You know, Operation 36 has been a big one for me. It's a great way to kind of start people out instead of teeing it up from the back tees. They get to move up and, you know, start close to the green and develop their game going backwards. That one's been a huge one. And honestly, the members have let me know that they want more. So I'm working my hardest to try to add as much as I can. But then, you know, I've got other ideas kind of in the books right now, but, you know, it's going to be accessible to both public and private. So really open to anyone, that's looking to kind of develop their game and get better. You know, I am, all available to everyone in whatever they need: putting, chipping, driving, accuracy, understand how to play on the course. You know, everything is available to everyone, and I hope to be there for everybody and whatever they need.
Well, yeah, and the Operation 36 is not, I think, I'm wondering if you have some program set up for people that know the game, like they've been out there, they understand how etiquette works and, you know, some of those sorts of rules, as opposed to brand new players or newer-ish players, but they're wanting to focus in on, okay, that's where you score and your swing's your swing at this, you know, for at some point, but really honing in, or maybe, you know, something's happened, you've had shoulder surgery, You've had to alter your swing from what it was due to this, that, or the other thing. Are there Operation 36 for experienced players?
Yeah, you know, Operation 36 is great just because it is open to anybody of any skill level. But usually once I get players that have kind of advanced, kind of past the Operation 36 level, I tend to get more into the one-on-one stage where we start to really talk about their game, especially if they've had injuries or something like that. I want to make sure that when we talk about getting better, that it's more specialized towards them. You know, if they have a shoulder problem and they cannot get into a normal position or what, you know, the typical golf swing look,
Yeah. Right?
I want to make it more specific to them, and I want them to understand why we're going down that route. And, you know, when they go play the courses, especially for the more experienced players or the, you know, the single digit handicappers, I want to make sure that they're understanding course management. How do you navigate bunkers and water? Why do we take this club versus this club? And some of that, you start to develop in Operation 36. As you start to move back, you know, obstacles start to come into play. You start seeing a couple bunkers that are greenside. And then you start to, maybe as you get farther back, see more water hazards come into play. But especially for those more advanced players, I like to go more one-on-one, and then you start to do more on-course management and understanding how to kind of navigate.
Chatting here with Hunter Westcott, the Director of Player Development, now over at Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club, joining them in April. So just a few months on the job. He's still figuring out where the paperclips are to a certain extent. Also continuing to play very competitively, fourth right now in the year-long race amongst the OPGA, the pros, the tournaments that you guys compete in here in the area, and always looking to keep the golf game sharp. Where is your game at? And it's a familiar list for people. I think most of these guys have been on the show. Jared Lambert out there at Astoria's third, Scott Erdman over at OLCC in fifth, and Chad Fribley from Persimmon there in first place, all have been guests with us over the years. So where's your game at, and how has it changed, and how is having you know, kind of a new job affected your ability to practice and keep it sharp?
Oh yeah, no, that list. So the Player of the Year list has been awesome to keep track of, and you know, I got a couple messages after last year's Player of the Year kind of awards coming out, and a lot of congratulations. But then obviously the immediate switch was, it's not going to be that easy next year. I got a big target on my head after last year. So, no, it's been awesome. And honestly, you know, Chad Fribley, Nick Huff, Jared, Scott, and honestly, that list goes deep to Jesse Hindley. There's a lot of extremely talented players in the Oregon chapter. And for me, like, trying to get my game in shape, you know, because all these guys are kind of target hunting and shooting some fantastic scores, you know, a lot of 67, sixes, fives. It's definitely making you have to score, have to go low, have to compete. And so, you know, we've got a couple of events coming up with the Callaway Invitational. We got the Oregon Open. And so, you know, getting my game in check is definitely a big one. I conveniently cracked my driver on Friday, so that was really a good start.
Oh.
So, yeah, there's a couple of things that I need to get tuned up real quick, or, you know, TaylorMade's helping me out and getting that fixed up. But, yeah, the whole year has been great, and these guys are out to get ahead or something. So it's been fun.
Well, yeah, and as you mentioned, won the Player of the Year a season ago. as you start to gear up for these bigger events, as we get into summer and your local course or club starts building towards their big club championships, their bigger events. A lot of them do U.S. Open style events where they will get the greens as fast as they go, maybe let the rough grow more, those sorts of things. What are assuming you have been playing regularly and you're not starting from scratch too late, what are the things now that you will move into to make sure your game is sharp and you're looking to score as opposed to just working on mechanics and fundamentals maybe earlier in the spring?
Yeah, I think and I think this goes for not just me, but, you know, all players when they're trying to get better as the year goes on. You know, summer kicks in, you know, the rough at most courses starts to get a little bit thicker. The greens start to get a little bit firmer. And so I think, and this goes for all players, you know, real big emphasis on short game, being able to navigate greens and get up and down when you miss the greens. You know, a good iron player is going to take advantage of being in fairways, whereas the rough gets thick. And so it's going to be hard to hold those greens. And so, you know, as the summer starts to kick in, I think, you know, myself as well as other players included, got to be focused on the short game, be a good putter, be a good chipper, get out of trouble. That's going to save you so many strokes over this year.
And we know on the private side, having been out there when the Winco Foods Portland Open used to be there with the Korn Ferry Tour, the great short game practice area that's there. But on the public side, again, in addition to the driving range, it's a full, you know, short game area. I know there's some bunkers over to the left there. What, how can the public take advantage of all the facilities there to work on the short game?
Yeah, no, with Ghost, you can definitely take advantage. It is full access. So the range, you'd have to pay for balls like any other course, but short game wise, the putting green is massive. So it's a great way where you can kind of go and seclude yourself a little bit and not be bothered by people. If you wanted to kind of put yourself away in a corner, you can go and just practice putting nonstop. And there's a lot of slopes on those greens, so you can practice big breaking putts or, you know, those short 3-footers that get a little testy when, when you absolutely need them. But otherwise, no, the chipping area, same thing, full access. You can go over there. There's a bunker on the backside, so when you need to work on those sand shots, it's nice. There's a big lip to it, as well as, you know, a lot of really good areas around the green where there's some hills that you got to chip down, chip up, you know, what happens when the ball's below your feet. So you can really test out a bunch of different kind of positions you could be in on the golf course, but full access to everybody.
I got to imagine superintendents around the area have been dancing most of this spring. It has been as mild and even. We haven't had the extremes into the spring that we've experienced the last few years. So I got to imagine the course is as pristine as we've seen it at this time of the year in quite some time.
Oh, yeah. No, this course is in – well, both courses are in incredible shape. I remember when they punched those greens, they – gosh, it feels like they healed up in like 4 days. I mean, it was crazy watching them grow so fast. And then, you know, they love to keep the green speeds up out there. So they are not slow. No. They are moving great, and they are rolling very smooth. So if you want a good place to come out and practice – I mean, you're not going to find much purer than these.
When you're working with somebody, a putting is where I probably struggle the most consistently, and it's with green speed. So obviously, have you found any sort of training aids, training guides, drills that you like to help people get there and be able to gauge speed?
Yeah. Yo, you're talking my language, man. Putting is my thing. That's my favorite area. So especially with green speeds, as these greens start to get faster, you know, there's a couple different ways to kind of look at it. You could look at your putting stroke, which I know a lot of people will probably go straight to that as like a how to fix the problem. And sometimes, you know, I love to use visual aids instead. one of the big ones is as you start to get out those 25 and 30 foot ranges and beyond, right? We're just trying to get the ball close to the hole. And so what I love to do is I like to take an alignment stick and just lay it out about 3 feet behind the cup and see how many times you can take, you know, take 10 balls, drop them out from 20 plus feet and just see how many putts you can get to stop between the cup and that alignment stick. First couple times might get away from you, but over time you're going to start to develop a little bit more feel and, you know, how fast are they moving. And sometimes when that's the end goal is just stop it before the alignment stick, your speed is going to get very, very under control quickly.
There you go. For people that are interested, that aren't already members out there at Pumpkin Ridge, whether it's the Operation 36 programs that you've got, maybe some individual stuff going on, would like some lessons, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, anyone can get in touch with me at my email. My email is hwescott, that's W-E-S-C-O-T-T, at pumpkinridge.com.
Fantastic. Well, I may be coming to see you for some putting because it's driving me absolutely up the wall here as we get into things, but hopefully a few more. And we'll look forward to watching you. I know we're keeping an eye on the Callaway Invitational, the Oregon Open, some of the other bigger events here for the club pros in the region. So hopefully we'll see your name up top of leaderboards as well. Hunter Wescott, the new Director of Player Development out at Pumpkin Ridge. Congratulations on that, and we look forward to chatting with you again down the road.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and I'll see you at Pumpkin soon.
Hopefully, very much so. Thanks so much, Hunter. There we go, Hunter Wescott. And yes, very excited and an easy guy, as you can tell there, if you're looking to really develop parts of your game, the short game. We've talked to him on a couple of different occasions and have met with him and just loves the game, loves to teach the game. And so head on out again, pumpkinridge.com. You can just go there about the courses, tee times, rates, all that. Look for golf and in the instruction. And then H. Wescott with two T's at pumpkinridge.com if you're wanting to get in touch with Hunter. When we come back, they are underway. Round three, the U.S. Women's Open, the 80th edition of it. The leaders will be teeing off in about an hour. Mal Saigo looking to double up with majors, but Nelly Korda leads a backlog of players at 5 under par. Can she keep it going from her 5-under round yesterday and get her first victory of the season? We'll discuss how much the LPGA Tour needs that to happen as we wrap things up. It's Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.